Amen. Praise God. Anybody else want to share the name of where they're calling from? Well, we praise God for you, and we are just so excited in the Lord. Today is Tuesday. To God be the glory Tuesday. And we're just excited for all the great things he has done for us. He loved us so much that he gave us his best. He gave us his only begotten son. And we are just so excited in the Lord. So, Father, we come to you this morning, and we just thank you. We thank you for the things that you have done for us. It is a wondrous thing that you have done for us this morning. You woke us up this morning. You breathed life into our lungs, Lord. You gave us the opportunity to fellowship once again. Thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for the calls coming from Canada this morning, all the way to Missouri, all the way spanning to California, spanning back to New York, to Indiana, to Texas, to and from your world, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for the ability for us to fellowship and network together in your name. We thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to use our limbs. We thank you so much for having clarity in our right mind. We thank you for the sun. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for everything all in between, Father, Lord God. Father, we already trust and know that this call will go unhindered, that this call will be unblocked, that this call will have no interference. There will be no static. There will be no confusion. We cast down any demonic plans that the enemy may have against this call in the name of Jesus. Devil, you are trespassing and you are not welcome on this call. So we cast you back down to the fiery pit, and we already know that our God is greater than you. So you have no room here and you are not welcome. We thank you so much for the speaker that is coming on this morning. Oh, Father, Lord God, bless this mighty man of God. We know that he has a word in his belly that has been given to you from you. So we thank you in advance for that. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for the comfort in knowing that they are well with their soul. We thank you for knowing that you have them close to your bosom, because these are powerful women of God. They are mentors. They are teachers. And they are followers of your word. We thank you for the entire TMC family, Lord, from the first-time caller to the ones that have been here from inception. And, Father, Lord God, we just thank you, and we love and adore you. And Jesus Christ and your son, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Master's Call family, to God be the glory. I am now turning this call over to our host. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister LaShawn. To God be the glory. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Robin Wilson, and I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to the Master's Call. We are so glad that each one of you had the opportunity to be here. And just as she said, we woke up. We can praise him. We can walk. We are alive. So to God be the glory. We have a powerful call. And our call, just as LaShawn mentioned, it was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank God for what they have done. We thank God for this call. We thank God for the mission statement that we have. We thank God for the email address that I'm going to give you. We thank God for our website. We thank God for everything that he has done in our life. As I mentioned, our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as we go forward and we begin our day. And that's what this call is all about. And we stand on Psalms 88:13, and we say to the Lord, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. It is a good thing. It's a great thing. It's a safe thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a loving thing to start your day off going to the Master, because this call is all about the Master. He is the Lord of Lords, and he is the King of Kings. And we invite each one of you to go to our website. And on our website, you can listen to every single one of our messages. We have a website address that I am going to give you, and it is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Every message has been archived for you. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Listen to those messages. Share them with a friend. Put them on your Facebook page. download them, put them on your smartphones, your iPhones. Tell everyone about this call. Our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Send us your praise reports. You heard a few of them today on the call. Send us your prayer requests. We are looking for prayer intercessors. We invite you to join our family. We call them forward from the north, south, east, and west. God is not a respecter of persons, neither are we. We want men and women to join us. So send that to themasterscall@gmail.com. And also, we have a motivational call. It's the MMC call. This is your inspiration. Then immediately following this call, you get your motivation. Glory to God. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, the phone number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-TOWN. That is 539-598-TOWN. It is hosted by Dorothy Cook, and you will be motivated. You will find out more about Artists International. I'll come back on the line later on after we receive the word of God, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about this anointed man of God. He is a pastor. He is sold out to Jesus. He has been ordained for many, many years. He's married to Cheryl, his precious wife, and Pastor Everett Thomas loves to teach the word. He loves to share the word. And without any further interruption, I am going to call forward our family member, Pastor Everett. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, and God bless you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for that warm introduction. God bless you. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he is still doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we want to look at to God's word this morning. We're looking at Matthew, starting at verse 31 of the 25th chapter. It reads, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, all the host angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepare for you from the foundation of the world. For I was in hunger, and you gave me meat." I just want to pause right there and talk about the ministry of artists. Amen, amen. Anybody ever heard of a business being also called a ministry? We are blessed to be part of a business opportunity that shares ministry as well as a business opportunity. Yes, it's an awesome opportunity to save, amen, from the guttermost to the uttermost, and it comes to salvation. But we also have an opportunity to help people with their health issues, amen, to help people move from sickness to wellness, amen, to help people move from poverty to prosperity, amen, and to help people, amen, come out of their, amen, their confinement. You know, sometimes it takes a business like ours to help us to move out of our comfort zone. Some people have a tendency not to want to open their mouth and share anything with anybody. They just seem to want to be to themselves. But when you get involved with a company like ours, you just have to tell somebody, amen, about the goodness of the products, about the goodness, amen, of an opportunity that can help you move out of poverty into prosperity. Amen. And looking at this ministry, we also have an opportunity to feed the hungry. Amen. Amen. And I'm just concerned about so many folk are not being, amen, fed as well as we are being fed. And it's just interesting that we seem to focus on the holiday season when it comes to looking out for the homeless, looking out for the hungry. But artists, mind you, is looking out for the hungry 24/7, amen, 365 days a year. We have a program in Artist called Artist Cares Meal. Amen. Artist Cares Meal program has a way of feeding the hungry. Let me share what we have here. It says Artist International mission is to create a direct and positive impact in the lives of male nourished children. With this in mind, we've created a legacy of compassion in launching Artist Cares, and you can help make a difference and send food to those in need. Artist Cares meal packages are available for any artist distributor to purchase. The company then ships the packages to areas around the world where child hunger is rampant. The packages contain 50 servings of a product in powder form with vital nutrients so that when mixed with water, children in unfavorable situations can consume it. These meals are designed so that children who are in deep starvation can still assimilate it. Through our distributors' generous donations, Artist proudly announces that we were able to send over 123,750 meals to assist in the Haiti earthquake relief effort. Artist International has changed the lives of so many of our distributors. By doing so, we have overcome many language and cultural barriers and expanded business opportunities to several countries. Now we are using our success and the power of our rapidly growing distributor force to help feed the hungry children around the world through the Artist Cares program. Isn't that awesome? What other company that you can, amen, can tell us about that has ministry wrapped up inside it? Not only that, but as we are able to feed the hungry, the company even give us 100 PQP for every time a distributor say, I want to feed the hungry children. In other words, yes, $100 will feed 50 children, and you will be able to earn 100 PQP. Isn't that awesome? So we have ministry built up in business. I want to also call your attention to Luke, the 18th chapter, looking at the New King James Version. Verse 15 says, then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Surely I say to you, whosoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will be by no means able to enter in it. And the Message translation says this also, verses 15 and 17, people brought babies to Jesus, hoping he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they shooed them off. Jesus called them back, let these children alone. Don't get between them and me. These children are the kingdom's pride and joy. And mark this, unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. So my brothers and my sisters, we have an awesome company here, an awesome company that takes time out to look after the little children. Amen. We have a blessing in ministry wrapped up inside this business opportunity. Yes. It's great to be able to say we have products, amen, that can change lives. We have products that can move people out of their sickness into wellness. We have an awesome opportunity to bring forth good income. But not only that, we have an awesome opportunity to reach out and touch a child to the glory of God. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I want to challenge us. I know a lot of people want to hear challenge, but maybe I better use the word encourage. Maybe I may feel a little comfortable with that word, encourage, that every distributor that's on this call this morning, take time out this Christmas season to give a hungry child a meal. Every single one, amen. I want to encourage every single one on this call to, amen, invest in some hungry child. We had an opportunity, amen, to make a difference in some child's life. Amen. And realizes, I want to remind us now that $100 is not just to get something from what we do, but the company just have an opportunity, amen, given to us to earn 100 PQP for feeding the hungry. Isn't that amazing? Now, I not only want to challenge us as distributors to do this, and I've already done mine. Amen. I'm trying to lead by example. I already made my investment. But I also want to challenge corporate. Amen. I want to challenge corporate or encourage corporate to document this effort in such a way that people that will come in contact with ours would not only be aware of the awesome life-changing products, not only be aware of the best compensation plan on the planet, but that this company has an outreach program that feeds hungry children, that this company embraces the heartbeat of Jesus Christ when it comes to caring for children and feeding the hungry. Isn't that something we ought to be shouting about? Isn't that good news to know that this Christmas holiday we're not only concerned about getting toys for children, which is fine, getting clothes for children, which is fine, but we have an opportunity to put some food on somebody's plate to help these children that are in destitute situations, amen, in Africa, in Haiti, wherever the need is the most. We have an opportunity to touch a life, amen, to the glory of God. And note here, we talk about the kingdom. The Word of God says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So we look at the kingdom of God. He said that we cannot come as a child, as the simplicity of a child. We cannot, amen, enter into the kingdom. We might as well just forget it, because Jesus took time out. Now look at the passage says, even the disciples said, look, now Jesus, I know you're tired. You've been preaching, you've been teaching, we've been doing ministry all day long. Go on your way. Don't worry about these children. They just let them go. Let them go. You need your rest. I know you're tired. But Jesus said, look, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Bring those children here. I have concern about these little ones. Amen. I'm not that tired. Let me paraphrase. I could just let my imagination of the Holy Spirit come intact here. I'm not that tired that I cannot take time out for these little ones. Bring them over here. Let me touch them. Let me, amen, bless them. Amen. So here we are in a company called Artists International. Have the audacity in the midst of, amen, raising our income levels, touching lives, amen, helping people with health issues, have time, amen, in our busy schedule, touching lives, amen, to move our levels, amen, from one level to the next, all the way up to platinum, amen, but we also have an opportunity for ministry, amen, to save a life to the glory of God. Amen. Somebody ought to shout right about now and say, hallelujah. Amen. What an awesome, awesome opportunity we have in Artists. So, my brothers, my sisters, don't take this opportunity lightly. Amen. Don't take this opportunity for granted. We are in the right place at the right time. Christmas is a season, amen, not only to be jolly, but to be joyful. And I look at the word joy. Amen, putting Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. We have an opportunity, amen, to look at our priorities in a different way, to magnify God in the midst of business, to magnify God in the opportunity that we have before us, to put Jesus first. Amen, amen. Sometimes we get so caught up in the festivities of Christmas, and it's all right to have your lights on and your trees up and what have you, but don't forget Jesus. Don't forget the fact that he came as a babe, amen, wrapped in a manger, amen, and swaddling clothes, amen. We thank God for acknowledging his birth, but we don't want to stop there. Jesus did more than just become, amen, part of humanity, amen, but he lived a life touching lives. He lived a life healing folk, casting out demons, making a difference, amen, in the lives of people he came in contact with. So we have an opportunity in this company to do just that same thing, to make a life, to touch a life, to make a difference in somebody's life, to encourage somebody that you don't have to settle for less. You can have more than that. The sky is the limit. Amen. When you come into others, you can make a difference in the lives of others. You can make a difference in your own personal life. Amen. In your health issues, in your wealth issues. Yes, we can do both in the name of Jesus. So you want to put Jesus first and others next. Amen. We ought to be able to focus on the lives of others. I remember the time when I was so down and out and depressed. I went to Washington, D.C. Amen. My cousin had a outreach ministry that people call in and tell their prayer requests. And I said, well, I'm not really feeling this. I know you want me to help you with your ministry, but I'm really not feeling this at all. He said, well, look, just get on the line. Just get on the line and just help me with these phone calls. I got too many calls coming in. I can't handle them by myself. So here I am with my depressed self, looking at my own condition, looking at the fact that things didn't go the way I wanted them to go, the way I planned them to go. He said, just get on the phone line and minister. So phone calls kept coming in. How many know that I got the opportunity to take my eyes off of myself, amen, to focus on the needs of others. So phone after phone call come in, and even a suicidal call came in, and I was able to minister to that person. Amen, to help them to realize you don't have to leave this planet. Amen, there's hope for you. Amen, there's life. Amen, ready right here for you. God says, I came that you might have life and have it more, and you can have it more abundantly. So we have an opportunity to give life to other people. So we need to focus on others, and this company have a way of looking at the lives of others. Amen, you look at somebody that you see, and you can tell that they're obese. Amen. You don't have to run them down and say, look, hey, wait a minute. You're way overweight. We can just be kind and say, do you have any health issues? We already can see that they do have some. Yes, amen. But we can be gentle and be in love. So we have something that can help you with your issues. Amen. Amen. And so we look at focusing on other folks. And as a result of me, amen, ministering to others, my depression lifted up off me. Amen. So we have a company here that focuses on helping other people. No matter what you're going through, your changes that you're going through, your life, amen, does happen. Life does happen. Things do come about. We do lose loved ones. But as we focus on others, helping them to move from their depression, amen, to where they can stand on 2 feet, that they can have, and put a smile on their face, we have an opportunity to bring others, amen, some joy. So we look at joy, Jesus first, others, and then ourselves. Yourself, amen, will be blessed because we are here, as we heard on yesterday, we are here to be a blessing. Amen, amen. We thank God for the message on yesterday. Amen. They're reminding us we are blessed to be a blessing. God brought us here not just for ourselves, not just to hoard everything we get, but to pass it on, amen, to touch a life. And we have a company called Artists International to have an opportunity to pass on a legacy, to make a difference, to make an impact on somebody's life, amen, to bring joy during this Christmas season. So I want to encourage us, if you have not, amen, done anything in the area of Artist Cares Meal, feed somebody that needs to be fed, amen, and touch somebody's life to the glory of God. May God bless you. May God keep you, and may heaven smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Everett. Praise God. Thank you for that powerful word of encouragement. Artist Cares. Let's make a difference. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And if you would like to hear this message again, feel free to go to our website. Let me give you a playback number. It's 712-432-1085, pin code 95767#. Don't forget, immediately following this call, we have our motivational call with Godmother Dorothy Cook, and that number again for you is 530-881-1300. Pin code 539-598#. We are still sowing seeds into the life of Evangelist Wynn Beatty, one of our family members. Her website is fillabottlesavealife.com. fillabottlesavealife.com. And at this time, I'm going to have Minister Tammy come forward, bring our prayer request, and then Pastor Everett, I'll call you forward so you can close us out. Minister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. I am here. Thank you so much. Father, let us come before your throne of grace this morning. Father, we want to thank you for the word that we have received. Lord, as we come before your throne of grace, we humble ourselves, Lord God, realizing that it is only your grace and your mercy that has seen us through this day. Father, we come knowing, Lord God, that you are the provider. You are the reason for this season, Father. You provided us life, Lord God. You are the creator of all things. And, Father, we recognize that this is a season where we should give to others. Father, we thank you for the word that comes to tell us not to focus on our own situation, but to remember God in all things, that we should put Jesus first and others second and ourselves last. Father, we thank you that your son Jesus came to be a servant and not to be served. Lord, we thank you for the word which teaches us that we should consider the helpless, Father God, that the Lord will deliver him in his day of trouble. Father, we thank you that the Lord will protect him and keep him alive. Lord, we thank you that the Lord will sustain him upon his sickbed. We thank you that in his illness, you restore him to health. Father, we stand on the word on this call this morning as we lift up our prayer request before you, Lord God. We stand, Lord God, on the word knowing that Christy, Lord God, shall contain her babies within her womb, Father, until the appointed time, because, God, you are the giver of life. You are the creator, hallelujah. And we stand on your word, Lord God, that there is a set time for all things, hallelujah. And we stand in agreement that those babies, those twins, shall be brought forth into this world, hallelujah, with the anointing of God, with full and divine health, Lord God, that they shall maintain their place until this time. Father, we thank you that we can stand on your word, that Chad, Christy's husband, hallelujah, shall receive salvation. Father, we thank you that you've given us a choice. And, Lord God, we speak that he shall receive. Lord, you said whosoever will. And, Father, we thank you that we were all whosoever at one point. But, God, we know that you can send the laborer. You can send your vineyard worker, Lord God, through his path, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you have already planned it, Lord God, that he shall have salvation. Father, that his family shall be reunited in that day when you shall come. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the healing that shall come, Lord God, for Henry. Lord, we know that dialysis and kidney failure and kidney problems are just a name and that there is no name above the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the divine healing that we've already spoken into Henry's life. Lord, we thank you for restoring him to health. We thank you, Lord God, for providing the kidney that is needed. We thank you that you can even restore, Lord God, the function to that kidney because, God, you are a restorer of dead things. We thank you, Lord, that you can breathe life into dead bones. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Henry's recovery. Father, we thank you for Carrie Sims and diabetes is just a name. We thank you, Lord God, that her body can work and function. We speak divine health over her. We speak recovery. We speak complete normalcy in her life. We thank you, Father God, that the testimony shall come forth as we send the word. We know that it shall be done. Father, we speak into Richard's life that no matter how long we pray, we shall hold on to the word, Lord God, that deliverance is coming. We shall hold on and wait for the manifestation, Lord God, that the salvation is coming. We shall hold on and wait for the manifestation that the healing is coming in all of these cases. Father, for the prayer request that has not been mentioned, Lord God, for those that have been unspoken, Lord, we know that you look down and you care. We know that, Lord, as our prayers go before you, you hear. You hear the cries, Lord God, that come in the night. Father, we thank you that every tear shed, Lord God. Oh, my God, it shall be answered. Those who sow in tears shall run about reaping in joy. Father, we thank you for the word which has come to lift us up on today. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit which leads and guides us in all situations. Father, we thank you for the goodness and mercy, for your grace even in this day to carry us through. Father, we thank you that we will not become weary in well-doing, but we shall hold on to your word. We shall hold on, and by faith, we shall overcome. So, Father, we thank you. We decree and declare that all these things shall be so by the word of God. Hallelujah. And we stand in agreement and lift these up in the name of your precious son, Jesus. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for praying over our requests. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for greeting the people. And Pastor Everett, will you please come forward and will you give us the benediction so that we can continue on with our motivational call. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett.
And may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace henceforth now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.